Come on now, let's give the Lord a great hand one more time. Go ahead. I think I have a pulpit somewhere. I don't know. It's right back there. I see it from here. Let's give our praise team a hand one more time. Go ahead. So we've been studying in the book of Joshua, and man, is the book coming alive to us or what? We have been preparing ourselves in a very serious order to cross over into a new season. And this is, we have not been messing around. Like, we've been meaning business with God. Like following the divine map, the divine instructions, making adjustments accordingly. And man, I'm telling you, God is doing a work among us. When I think about the book of Joshua, I think about it being the book of battles. It's the Old Testament battle handbook. And as you break it open, you can extract principles in how to fight the warfare that we are in and win every time. And when there is defeat, we could see right there in the book reasons why there is defeat. Make appropriate changes, get back in the battlefield, and experience the victory. But the book of Joshua is also the book of lordship. Everything in the book speaks about the lordship of Christ to us. That Christ must be number one. We must take heed to his instructions. We must surrender to his lordship, and when we do, we will experience victory. The book of Joshua is also the book of the abundant life. Jesus said, I've come to give you life and to give you life more abundantly. So when you look in the book of Joshua, it's the book of abundant life for the Christian. The promised land is the abundant life. And it's not just spiritual abundance. God has allotted for us to have material and financial breakthrough as well, not just spiritual breakthrough. So we all believe that and we understand that and know about that. We're also finding out that the victory that God brings to his people in the book, again, is directly knotted to or tied to their surrender to him. You know, since we have been in Joshua, there's been a great emphasis on God's people being fully surrendered to him and yielding to his instruction. We see a covenantal promise that was made between God and his people. God promises his people that he would give them by his hand the land of Canaan, and that he would also give them victory over all of their enemies. And in return, God's people promises the Lord, it's a covenant, promises on both sides. God's people promises the Lord that he will be number one. They promise to obey him in all things. And so that is the essence of their victory in the book of Joshua. From chapter 7 to chapter 9, they've already taken two major cities. They've taken Jericho, and they've taken the city of Ai. But these victories, I want to really point this out, because we could see how this pertains to the Christian experience. They take these two cities, but these victories, in the victories, we also see that God's people are hitting some bumps in the road. They're hitting some obstructions, some hindrances. As we saw in chapter 8, we saw this with the sin of Achan, one of the Israelite soldiers who robbed from the spoils of Ai that was supposed to be committed and dedicated over to the Lord, the first fruit. Achan stole some of the silver and the gold and a beautiful Babylonian robe. You would think that that's not a real big deal, considering all of the spoils of Ai, but God said the spoils belong to him. And so when Achan stole some of those spoils, we see it brought Israel to their knees. And there was a great defeat as Israel's defense had departed from them. They could not stand before their enemy in battle. And because of one man's sin, Achan, the entire community suffered. And then Achan's sin was exposed and dealt with accordingly. And when they renewed their covenant back with God, once again, God allowed them to go back into the same battle, the battle for Ai. And this time it was total victory. And then immediately, which we saw last week in Joshua chapter 9, the enemy weasels himself into the Israelite camp, and through deception and manipulation, Israel makes a peace treaty with the Gibeons. So folks, you could see this is the Christian life. I mean, nothing comes easy. Even when you submit to God, I mean, nothing is just easy sailing, especially when you are aggressively endeavoring to possess your promised land. There are battles to fight. There are great victories, but you could see even in the story, there are defeats and there are setbacks. And I would say in this case, there are reasons for defeat. Sometimes it may look like an apparent defeat, but it's just a test from the Lord to get us from A to B. As long as we stay faithful, we'll have the victory. In other words, that's a battle. But other times we just invite the defeat. We rebel. We open up the door to the enemy like Achan did in sinning against God. And then we see another victory. And then we see a setback. They were deceived. They made covenant with the wrong people, a peace treaty with their enemy. So you could see there's bumps in the road.